Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building a sub-pressure dub siren carve blueprint for Old School Jungle and DN Bead in Ableton Live 12, using an automation first workflow. And that phrase, automation first, is the whole mindset here. We are not just programming a bass line and then trying to fix the mix later. We are composing movement from the start. In this style, the sub is not a background support sound. It is the emotional anchor of the drop. It needs to feel deep, physical, and stable, while still leaving room for a dub siren, a reese, and a busy breakbeat. That balance is what makes jungle and old school DNB hit so hard. It is contrast, weight against space, tension against release, call and response. If the sub stays static while the siren is shouting in the mid-range, the whole mix can feel crowded. But if the sub breathes with the arrangement, ducks at the right moments, and returns with purpose, the track feels alive. So let's build this properly. Start with a clean Ableton Live 12 set and set your tempo around 174 BPM. That is a very comfortable old school jungle zone. Then create your basic track layout. A drum group, a sub-bass MIDI track, a dub siren track, a reese or mid-bass track, return tracks for delay and reverb, and if you want, an FX print track for resampling later. Before you do anything else, lead headroom. Do not chase loudness yet. Aim for about minus 6 dB peak headroom on the master. That gives you space to work and keeps the low end from getting overcooked while you are still designing the groove. Now on the sub track, drop in utility and set the width to 0%. Keep the sub fully mono from the start. That is essential in DNB, because your low end needs to stay locked on club systems, sound systems, and anything that collapses stereo information below. For the sub sound itself, operator is a great choice. Keep it simple. Oscillator on a sine wave, everything else off, and either no filter or a very minimal one. For the amp envelope, decide whether you want a sustained roll or a tighter hit. If you want a rolling section, keep sustain full. If you want a more percussive feel under the drums, shorten the decay to somewhere around 150 to 300 milliseconds. A pure sine is clean and powerful, but it can disappear a little on smaller speakers. So if needed, add a saturator after operator. Just a small amount, around 2 to 5 dB of drive, soft clip-on, and keep the color subtle. You are not trying to make it fuzzy. You just want enough harmonic information so the sub reads on more playback systems without losing its depth. Now write the bass line, but write it around the drums, not on top of them. That is important. Old school jungle bass lines often feel better when they push against the break instead of simply following every kick. Let the sub hit on the first beat, maybe add a pickup note before a snare, leave a gap where the siren can speak, and use a longer note at the end of the phrase to build tension. A really effective thing in this style is to use note length as expression. With a pure sub, note length often matters more than velocity. A short note can feel punchy and controlled. A longer note can feel like pressure building underneath the break. And a tiny silence before the next phrase can make the return feel huge. Now let's build the dub siren. Use analog or operator and go for a simple bright tone. A saw or square waveform works well, with a little pitch movement or filter movement to give it that classic unstable siren character. Short amp envelope for stabs, or a more sustained whine if you want it to answer over several beats. After the sound source, use auto filter for motion, and then echo or delay for that dub space. If you want a bit of attitude, add overdrive or a saturator. But keep this in the mid-range. High pass the siren around 150 to 250 Hz so it never competes with the sub. And here is the key idea. Do not treat the siren as a finished sound in isolation. Treat it as a carve element. Its job is to create space and tension in the arrangement. The sound design is part of the performance, not something you set once and forget. Now comes the important part, automation. This is where the track comes alive. In the arrangement view, start drawing automation on the sub-track volume, the filter cutoff, and if needed, saturation drive or utility gain. These do not need to be dramatic moves. In fact, the best jungle automation is often subtle. A small volume dip of 1 to 3 dB right on the siren hit can make the siren feel much more present. You can also open the low-pass filter slightly before the siren enters, just enough to create anticipation, then close it again right after the siren phrase ends. That tiny movement creates a sense of reaction. The sub is answering the arrangement. This is one of those details that makes a track feel expensive. A little automation change can make the next sub hit land much harder because the ear gets a momentary release. That is the psychoacoustic trick. You do not need to make everything bigger. Sometimes you just need to make space right before impact. If you want a very simple automation pattern, think of it like this. The sub stays full through most of the bar, then right before the siren stab, it dips slightly or filters subtly, the siren hits in the opening, and then the sub comes back immediately after. That is the carve. You can also use clip envelopes in Live 12 if you want phrase-specific changes without affecting the whole arrangement lane. That is especially useful for small bass articulations, tiny volume nudges, or short filter changes inside a clip. Now let's talk about routing. If you want more control, group the sub and siren into a bass FX group or route them through a common bus. That lets you shape them like one family. If needed, put a very light glue compressor on the bus. Keep it gentle, maybe a 2-to-1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The important thing is not to crush the groove. If the siren is too dominant, automate its own volume first. Don't jump straight to heavy bus compression. In DNB, compression should support motion, not flatten it. Now shape the drums around this relationship. If you are using an amen or another break-based groove, make sure the break still breathes. You can use simpler or slice the audio to tighten the break, then apply subtle bus processing. Drum bus can add some punch and texture, but keep it controlled. On the individual break, clean up low rumble below 30 to 40 Hz with a Q8, and if the lower mids are muddy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Also, be careful not to overpolish the break. The ghost notes and the shuffle are part of the energy. The sub pressure feels stronger when the drum loop still moves naturally, but the low end is clear. Now structure the arrangement like a record, not just a loop. Give yourself an intro, a first drop, a switch up, a second drop, and an outro. A good old school jungle arrangement might be 16 bars intro, 16 bars drop 1, 8 bars switch up, 16 bars drop 2, and then a 16 bar outro. Use automation to guide each section. Maybe the sub is slightly low-passed in the intro. Maybe the siren delay feedback opens up as the drop approaches. Maybe the re stays out for the first 4 bars and then comes in on the phrase repeat. And in the outro, pull the siren away so the track becomes easier to mix out. A great jungle habit is to change something every 4 bars. It does not have to be huge. A little sub note change, a delay throw on the siren, a tiny drum fill, a short silence before the next hit. That 4-bar tension cycle keeps the track moving without turning it into a cluttered arrangement. At this point, check the low end like a mastering engineer. Put utility on the master and collapse to mono for a moment. Use spectrum and listen for whether the sub stays stable. Make sure the low end is not jumping wildly when the siren comes in. If the master is clipping, fix it at the source. Do not just turn everything up and hope mastering will rescue it. Also check your bass at a lower monitoring volume. That is a really useful test. If the relationship between sub and siren still reads clearly when turned down, it is usually going to translate much better on bigger systems too. If you want one more step, resample an 8 to 16 bar section once it feels good. That is a very smart move in DNB. It lets you see the actual waveform relationship between the kick, snare, sub, and siren, and it makes later editing much easier. You can trim gaps, clean transitions, consolidate phrases, and prepare the section for final arrangement or mastering. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Do not make the siren too full range. High pass it. Do not over-automate every parameter. If you are moving 5 things every bar, the idea gets blurred. Do not let the kick and sub hit in exactly the same space every single time unless that is a deliberate choice. Do not overcompress the bass bus, and do not ignore mono compatibility. The sub should stay locked and center. A few pro moves can make this feel even more authentic. Use short sub mutes before a big siren hit. Even a tiny 1/16 or 1/8 gap can make the next return feel massive. Try layering a very quiet reese under the bass bus, but high pass it so it only adds upper harmonics and menace. Automate saturation instead of just volume sometimes. A tiny drive increase can feel heavier than a fader move. Use echo throws only at phrase ends for that classic dub tension. And if the break feels smeared when the bass comes in, shorten the low mid tail of the break while leaving the snare and top movement intact. If you want to practice this quickly, build a 4-bar loop in about 15 minutes. Make a simple root note sub pattern, add saturator, create a siren and high pass it, program an amen or break slice groove, and draw a couple of small automation dips and one filter opening before the siren. Then add a short echo throw on the siren at the end of the 4th bar, and check the whole thing in mono. The goal is simple, make the bass feel like it is dodging and responding to the siren, not just sitting underneath it. So the big takeaway is this, in old school jungle and darker DNB, the sub should be a controlled mono foundation. the dub siren should carve the mid-range, and automation should do most of the musical storytelling. If the sub feels alive but never messy, and the siren feels dramatic without stealing the low end, you are in the pocket. That is the blueprint. Heavy, clear, reactive, and ready for the system.